This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Star's Opinion, the Christian perspective. My name is Star. Welcome to my channel. If you are new here, welcome. If you are a returning subscriber or listener, welcome back. And if you haven't subscribed to my YouTube channel, Star's Conversations, go ahead and head over to YouTube now to subscribe. I have been going live every Tuesday morning at 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, because the Lord has instructed me to do that. And so go ahead and listen to the past lives that I have done, and I hope it blesses you and encourages you to continue in this walk of faith. But what I do want to say, that the time may be changing to the evening time. And so when that happens, I will let you guys know on the community tab. But go ahead and listen to the past lives and let it bless you and encourage you to continue to keep the faith. Okay. And so I have been in my study time and just really talking to God, and God has been stirring some things up in my spirit. And one thing the Lord has really been speaking to me about is that, you know, in this time of uncertainty where the economy is so fragile and people don't have enough to eat and they're working tirelessly day and night to just to be able to provide food and just the basic necessities of life. So a lot of people are fatigued. A lot of people are filled with anxiety and fear, and they don't know what to do, essentially. And so I am in America, for those listeners who are outside of the country. I am in America in the state of California. And so our government is shut down. What that means, if you are unfamiliar with that, the government comes together and they have discussions on how they are going to allocate federal funding to be spent. And a part of that federal funding is a program called SNAP benefits. And so these SNAP benefits are usually funds that are allocated to certain ones who qualify for SNAP benefits to buy food for their family. So whether they are the elderly who receives food stamps, what we call them, food stamps, or they are a working family that meets income requirements and they can receive food stamps. And so because the government is shut down, it has caused a lot of unrest in people because they didn't know how they were going to maintain their food stamps in November, because they were the government was shut down. So the government wasn't going to allocate any funding to people who receive SNAP. So that caused a lot of unrest, that caused a lot of fear and anxiety. And so I am in the state of California, and so a lot of food banks have been popping up to help people be able to have some food in the month of November until the government comes to an agreement on how these funds are going to be spent. And so a lot of churches, a lot of food banks have been helping the community to be fed, right? My church is one of them. We have set up, just the other day we had a meeting. We set up a time and a day that we will serve hot meals to families who are in need during this government shutdown. And then also, you know, the holidays are coming up, right? And so with that being said, the Lord has been really stirring something in my spirit as I am just meditating on his word. And what he has been saying to me is that these are the signs of the time, but why worry, right? Why worry? Do not fear. And so I want to give an encouraging word to people, whether you are in America, whether you are outside of America, that God tells us not to fear, to trust in him, that we can enter into his rest. And the way that we enter into his rest is just by simply obeying him and learning to trust him. And so the Bible says in Luke chapter 21, verse 26, that people will be frightened or faint of the things that they're seeing that's coming upon the earth, and because the powers in the heavens are being shaken. And so let me go ahead and just read that in the King James Version. It says, man's hearts fell in them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And so we see a lot of people are in fear because it's like, it's so hard to just maintain or to provide for my family. So their minds are so concerned on, how am I going to feed my family? How am I going to survive? How am I going to pay my bills? And these are all legitimate concerns, right? We're not downplaying the concerns. These are all legitimate concerns. But the Bible tells us that the people of God, we have nothing to fear, because who? Our God is the great shepherd. Our God knows everything that we need. He will supply and has supplied and will continue to supply all of our needs. There's no way, there's no reason that we should be afraid, because he has not given us the spirit of fear. And so I want to encourage those listeners out there today to know that God sees you. He hears you. He is the God who sees, right? He sees you. He hears you. He understands you. And he knows exactly what you need. We just have to trust in him. We have to believe that he is who he says he is. And so do not fear. Even when you see the nations are raging against each other, even when the government is unstable, even when your job is unstable, God says that he would never leave you nor forsake you. And so this is the time for us to build up our faith. As scripture says, don't think it's strange that these things are happening, that these things are done to build our faith, to increase our endurance. And so even in these last days, when we are drawing closer to the coming of the second coming of Christ, hallelujah, we are drawing closer to the second coming of Christ. We want to be found faithful. We want to be found at peace, at rest, that our God has not left us nor forsake us. We do not have to allow fear to settle in. We do not have to allow worry to settle in when our nation and our city and our economy is unstable. Our God is the solid rock of our foundation. He cannot be shaken. And so put your trust in God. Don't fear. Don't fret. God will provide for you. God will provide for you. And so that's what I want to tell the people, is that even though we see all these things happening, don't allow fear to settle in. If you are a person who received those benefits, those SNAP benefits in America, God will provide, whether it's through a food bank, whether it's through a church, whether it's through someone, you know, maybe buying groceries for you, whatever the case may be, God will provide for you. Put your trust in God and not in men. And so I think that's what the Lord wants his people to do, is to trust him. put your trust in him. Seek ye first the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously. And so that's what I wanted to say, is that even when the nations are raging, even when we have hurricanes, right? Hurricane Melissa in Jamaica, we have earthquakes in different places. And God is letting us know that these things are increasing because the time is drawing near. But God will provide for us in the midst of all this turmoil. You know, a lot of people in Jamaica lost their homes and lost their lives and lost, you know, everything, and they have to rebuild. But know that God will provide all these things. Our trust is in who he is. And you might be saying, well, how can I trust God? You know, you trust God by believing in his word. God, your word says this, even though I don't see it, I can't see it, I just have to believe that you said that you are the good shepherd. And so even if I don't have exactly what I want, I have what I need. And so help me to change my perspective on what I see, right? I have my life. I have my sound mind. I have the activities of my limbs. And so, Father, I thank you for that. And I know that you will provide, Father. And so when we come to God like that, letting him know what we need, he is most gracious. He hears you. He understands. He's right there with you. He has never left you, despite all these things happening, right? And so I just want to encourage everyone, why worry? When you are a child of God, we don't have to worry about anything. And you might be saying, well, how do I know if I'm a child of God? Well, did you confess your sins? Do you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God that came down in human form and was crucified for our sins? And that God the Father raised him up from the dead with all power and authority in his hand. And I confess my sins, that I am a sinful person and I am in need of a savior. Father, help me to trust you, because I don't know how to trust you. And day by day, the Holy Spirit will lead you on how to trust him. And when we read his word is life. His word is the life. Sometimes you might just be on a few scriptures for the next couple of weeks or months, but that's okay, because the more you meditate on his word, the more the Holy Spirit starts to reveal to you what his word means and how you can apply it to your life. So again, I tell you, why worry? For your Heavenly Father knows all that you need. You don't have to worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow has enough trouble of its own, right? So just think about today. Worship God today. Thank God today, right? You're walking through that valley of the shadow of death, but you don't have to fear any evil because God is with you. His rod, his staff protects you. He'll lay you down near green pastures, right? He'll prepare a feast in the midst of your enemies. And so you don't have to worry about anything. Blessed are those who trust in the Lord and have made the Lord their hope and confidence. For you shall be like a tree planted by the waters, bearing fruit in a barren season. Are you in a barren season? If you trust in God and you have made the Lord your hope and confidence, you will bear fruit despite of what everything else is going on. The Lord knows how to rescue the godly while he punishes the wicked. This is what the Bible says. And so when we believe his word, when we believe his word, hallelujah, when we believe his word, he will rescue us. He will restore us. He will deliver us. We just have to be committed and faithfully serve him. And so when we do that, he'll take care of everything else. So that's all I have to say. Thank you all for listening. Do not forget to head over to YouTube to subscribe to my YouTube page. Remember, I go live every Tuesday, right? But the time might be changing. So please forgive me and just bear with me. I will definitely make a post in the community tab if the time changes. But as of right now, as of today, I go live every Tuesday at 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Thank you all for listening and watching. Let me know what you guys think in the comments and we can have the conversation there. Bye.